Russia pounded the Ukrainian capital Kiev and its surrounding region with scores of missiles and drones, frightening residents during an aerial assault lasting for hours. Local authorities said more than 38,000 people, including over 2,000 children, sheltered overnight in Kiev's subway stations. More than a dozen people were reported killed and scores injured. Ukraine says Moscow has intensified ballistic missile attacks on Kiev in recent months, exploiting a chronic shortage of US-made Patriot air defense interceptors. President Volodymyr Zelensky has pleaded for more Patriots, but international supplies are under pressure amid Ukraine's more than four-year fight against Russia's invasion and the war involving Iran. Zelensky called it a massive attack, saying Russia combined ballistic and cruise missiles with drones to cause maximum damage to civilian infrastructure. The strikes also alarmed Ukraine's neighbors. Romania said an unidentified drone entered its airspace before crashing and burning in an uninhabited area near the Ukrainian border. Two Spanish F-18 fighter jets deployed on a NATO military alliance policing mission were scrambled to monitor aerial targets. Romania also sent two F-16s to destroy a separate naval drone approaching the Neptune Deep offshore natural gas project in the Black Sea. Moldova reported that at least one drone also breached its airspace. Russia claimed its forces struck a Kiev industrial facility producing components for Flamingo cruise missiles and other strategic targets. But residential areas were reportedly also hit. It came as Ukraine carried out one of its largest aerial attacks on Russia. Kiev said its forces struck Russian oil facilities, including a refinery in Tatarstan and an oil terminal in the Krasnodar region, causing fires. Russia's defense ministry claimed its air defenses shot down 726 Ukrainian drones over Russian regions, occupied Crimea and the Black and Azov Seas. The escalating long-range attacks come as neither side has gained a decisive advantage along the roughly 1,250-kilometer or 777-mile front line. The Center for Strategic and International Studies estimates around 2 million soldiers have been killed, wounded, or gone missing since early 2022, including about 1.4 million Russian troops. And increasingly, drones and missiles are playing a major role in the armed conflict, striking far beyond the front lines and raising security concerns in neighboring countries. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.